That's the forgotten one. That's the one that Satan likes to blind our eyes to. Look, Jesus said, you can't be my disciple unless you pick up your cross and follow him. But first, you've got to deny yourself. We have to get out of the way. Look, if we've been crucified with Christ and we no longer live, but Christ lives in us, then what's stopping us? Thoughts? Oh, this is big. Look, there could be a million devils and one Christian can walk in there and they're the majority. There's a million devils and one person in Christ is the majority, period. Is that not right? If I walk into a dark room and it's pitch black, a gymnasium, and I light a match, does that match have power in there? Huge! Imagine walking into a dark room and having a million power candlewatt spotlight. Does it knock out that stuff? Is God bigger than a million candlewatts or candle power spotlight? Come on, we got the greatest thing in the world. He lives in the universe. He lives in us. He was saying some stuff and provoked some things in me tonight because it's all about him and us. He says, how long? How long will it be till we're like you, right? How long? Okay, I got good news for you. It's already been done. It is. How long till we get it? How long till we get out of the way so he can move? How long till we deny ourselves, pick up our cross, and follow him? Is this too much? Okay.